Hello and welcome to some of my very favorite people, Beis Yaakov Denver alumni. It's always such a treat to be with you. I hope this recording finds you doing well. Let's take a few moments to glean some messages and lessons from the time period that we are currently in, that of Sfiras HaOmer. So we know that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim on the 49th level of Tumah, and 49 days later, we had grown, evolved, and transformed into people who were ready to be Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. So we would imagine that these 49 days for Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar were days of inspiration and growth and just a glorious ascent from rung after rung after rung of the ladder of Kedusha. But when we open up the Chumash and we try to see what actually transpired, a very different picture emerges. The first picture is that after Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, they're faced with a very big Nisayon. A few days later, when they thought they were free, they look to the right and there's Midbar. They look to the left and there's Midbar. They see behind them are hundreds of angry, murderous Mitzrayim behind them, charging at lightning speed. And in front of them is the Yam Suf, an impossible situation, until Hashem made that amazing nes and carried us through. Shortly thereafter, Bnei Yisrael are in Mara, and there's no water. And they are thirsty, and they ask Hashem to please give them water or they're going to die. And that's what Hashem does. Then a little bit later, the matzah that had sustained us runs out and we have no food. And once again, there's nisyonos and we're worried and we're crying out and complaining until the Ribono Shel Olam fixes that and saves us again. And then a little while later, we see that we're in Rephidim. Rafu Yedehem Min HaTorah, Klal Yisrael had some kind of weakening of their Torah. And Hashem sends Amalek, and that was not a simple situation. And so it's a little confusing. Like, is this a time period of wonderful, inspiring growth? Or is this like obstacle course of Nisayon after Nisayon after Nisayon? Additionally, I've heard it said that if perhaps we were writing the Pesach program for 2448, perhaps we would have written the script a little bit differently, and we would have had the Jews marching from Kriyas Yam Suf directly to Har Sinai to just sign my name on the dotted line. I'm ready to be Mekabel the Torah, and everyone's on a high, and everyone is excited and pumped and ready to just go and grow. But that's not what happened. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yam Suf, it's pretty quiet, besides for the events that I told you of the different Nisyonos. It's not a time period where we're seeing, you know, month after month, we're just seeing our enemies pounded with frogs and locusts and being bombarded with barad, etc. It's pretty quiet. And in fact, there are some really rough times. So we're left with a question. Are these 49 days days of growth and inspiration? Or are these 49 days days of challenges and obstacles? And the answer is both. You see, we often confuse inspiration and growth. Inspiration comes when we, for example, go to an inspiring convention, or after a beautiful Yom Tov with family, or when we visit some beautiful piece of nature, or we hear an inspiring speech, and we confuse that as growth. That's not growth. That's inspiration. Growth happens when we have obstacles and nisyonos and challenges. A mashal I heard to describe this is, imagine that you're walking on the west side of Denver and it's at night, which I don't recommend, but it's a mashal. And there's a thunderstorm that knocks out all the power. So you knew you were on 14th and Zenobia, but now it's pitch black. You have no idea where you are. And it's dark and you don't know, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go forward? Do I go backwards? I don't know where I'm facing. And all of a sudden, a streak of lightning flashes across the sky and you see, okay, I'm a little closer to Yates. Okay, so I'm going to walk a little bit this way. Okay, so you start walking and then you realize, like, I lost my way. I don't know if I'm going, you know, where am I? Am I north, south, east, west? Where am I? So you just stand there for a moment and you wait for the next lightning streak to flash across the sky. And when it comes and you see, okay, now I'm on Wolf. Okay, now I'm going to go this way. And then it guides you to take your next steps. That is similar to the process of inspiration and growth. Inspiration happens from exciting, beautiful, pleasant experiences. But growth happens in the dark, in between those experiences, when we have to take step after step after step. So it's not a contradiction. Yes, these 49 days were days filled with growth, and these 49 days were days strewn with challenges and obstacles. Because that, ladies, is when the growth occurs. And I think that we can all agree that when we look back at different tekufos in our lives, we're often shocked at the growth that transpired and occurred during those challenging times. Even though we push them away, we don't want them, and we definitely don't ask for them, but when Hashem deems it appropriate to give us challenges, these are truly opportunities for growth. The challenging part of giving a class in this format is that I can't see my audience, and so I don't know exactly who I'm speaking to, and I don't know from your faces what you're going through in your lives at the current time. But I would imagine that there's at least a handful of you that is experiencing some challenges. And I know that, and I've had this thought too, that we often tell Hashem, you know, Hashem, if you would just take away this difficult situation, this difficult financial situation, this difficult relationship, this difficult health situation, this difficult issue in being mechanech my child, then Hashem, I would be the biggest tzaddikas ever. Could you just take it away? I mean, it's really preventing my growth. But it's really not true. And Hashem continues to give us these situations, perhaps because he knows that those are the keys for us to become those tzidkanios that we all aspire to be. Additionally, if we can stick with Hashem during those hard times, as Klal Yisrael did not go directly from Kriyas Yamsuf to Matan Torah, but rather experienced 6-7 weeks of quiet and challenge, quiet from the Nisim that they had been used to for about a year, and now they had more quiet and challenge. And if we could still stick with Hashem, then that is a relationship that is eternal and enduring. Because if we could still stay with Hashem, even though it's hard and it's challenging, then our bond is unbreakable. But there's one more angle of this idea that I want to share with you. And that's a lesson that's post-Pesach. We know that Pesach is the Chag HaCheiros, and I'm sure you heard either this year or different years explanations of how in the world, out of all the holidays on the Jewish calendar, is Pesach the Chag HaCheiros, and there are many beautiful answers. But I heard an answer this year that really I'm trying to take with me in these weeks that are after Pesach. And that is the idea that on Pesach, we entered a new level. We became Klal Yisrael, and we, by being Klal Yisrael, we are now the Am HaNivchar. We are the people who have a special relationship with Hashem. And if you have a special relationship with Hashem, then you are free to not carry the burden of all of those challenges on your shoulders all by yourself. The Ribono Shel Olam is with us, and He's ready to carry the burden with us. We never have to do it alone. Hashem understands us more than anyone else, and He's always ready and listening to our emotions, to our worries, to our concerns, to our hopes and our dreams. And from the story of Pesach, we have chayrus and freedom to not bear the weight of the world on our shoulders. We can hand it over to Hashem, as it says in Tehillim, Hashlich al Hashem Yehavcha v'hu yechalkelecha. May these days of Sfira be days of growth, Yemirtz Hashem, through beautiful things, but this hopefully normal, easy challenges, but let them be days of growth, of connection to Hashem, and days that we have the strength to go through those challenges by casting some of the burden onto the Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you for listening, and wishing you all well. Kol Tov.